Welcome to the Big Hot Show Brooklyn, Episode 5. My name is Blake Buck, and with me today we've got...
Ken!
And Matt.
No one thinks you're more masculine when you say it like that, Ken.
I try.
Ken's masculine?
Anyway, guys, it's week 5. Week 5 of this show. And we're a little late getting last week's up.
When are we going to stop being surprised that we're...
I'm not surprised. I knew we could do it. I believed in us.
Yeah. Well, last week's show was a little bit late. Look, I've been busy, guys. All right? Yeah. I had to edit. You know, I said I wasn't going to edit.
What could you have possibly been busy with?
Masturbation.
I've been busy at work, believe it or not. And also, I've been looking at apartments because I've got to move next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah? Did you see anything nice? Yeah,
how's that going?
Oh, God. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, I want to give you guys some updates at the top of the show. Again, if you hadn't checked it out, because I know last show kind of posted late. So SoundCloud, we now have support for SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet. You can leave comments, which I saw on the last show, Ken. It was just you and Matt commenting throughout.
Yep.
Nothing more flattering than two hosts commenting 25 times on their own podcast.
It's like pump priming. Yeah. You know, you got to put a little in and to get a lot out.
Well, no.
What does that mean?
You know what pump priming is? What?
No, tell me.
That sounds like something they do in porn.
Yeah, well, actually, the concept probably does carry over to porn. It's just the idea that...
Do they do that to animals when they're endangered and they need to reproduce?
It's an economic theory, but the actual thing that it came from was in order for those old wells to work out in the country, you have to put water in to start the pump. Yes.
Fascinating. Oh, boy. We kicked this one off with
now
a bang.
I've explained it.
Also, got to let you guys know... I said I wasn't going to edit the shows. I feel like I shouldn't because we're going to... I'm so slow getting them out now. So I'm for real.
Our listeners want it real and raw and uncut.
Last week I lied to you.
Just like our phone number.
No, but also, our phone number is cut.
Fuck.
Also, Matt, you want everybody to listen to it on iTunes still?
Yeah, everyone subscribe to it on iTunes. You could listen to it on SoundCloud, but just subscribe to it on iTunes.
And finally, just to let you guys know, just got it set up today. BigHotShow.com/sad.
Just go
open
check
for
out.
Business.
Check it
make
out.
That your homepage.
Make that everyone you know's homepage. Email it to Barack Obama.
Every few weeks, we should come up with a new one, like // I love Ken, and then just animated GIF hearts around your face. Maybe I don't know.
You're not gonna be putting my face on the
Ken
internet.
Doesn't want his face on the internet for some reason.
Nope.
Yikes. He thinks he's ugly, but I think he's a pretty boy.
Sounds like somebody's ego.
My face shouldn't be on the internet. I don't need stalkers.
Yeah. Well, it's time to start the show, guys. And what other way to start than what the fuck did we do this
it's
weekend?
Not that good of a show. No need to be excited.
I'm excited.
Can we do our what did you do this weekend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What did we do this weekend?
Let's start it up, Matt. What did you do this weekend?
Is that the intro?
Yeah. We all just sound like old Jewish ladies.
What'd you do this weekend?
Oi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so Blake's
my ADD's kicking in again.
When's that joke going to be funny, Blake?
As soon as you guys stop making me fall asleep in the show.
You got to wake up. What'd you do this weekend, man?
All right, so what did I do this weekend? I got drunk and played Max Payne a lot.
Cool.
Done.
Cool.
What about you, Matt?
So it's just like every other weekend.
Max Payne wasn't out last weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, what was last weekend then? What game was it?
More drinking and games.
Yeah, okay.
Diablo.
Well, what about Matt? What did you have going?
I went to the world famous, except for in this room, Grease Trucks at Rutgers University.
And what is the Grease Trucks?
Grease Trucks?
Yeah.
What is this?
Okay, it's a magical series of trucks, okay? Stay with me here.
Right. A highway.
They're all parked in a parking lot, and they all serve really big sandwiches. Okay. Now, what's on these sandwiches, you ask?
Do they all serve sandwiches?
They all serve sandwiches.
Then why would I go to a place with 10 sandwiches? Wouldn't one sandwich truck be enough? Or maybe two at max in case
there's
the first
so
one
many
runs
people
out?
At these, like on like weekends and...
So this is like an event. It's like a get-together. Yeah. It's like a party you go to.
Now remember, this is in New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay.
What does that matter? So you could put whatever you want on there. You know, they have a bunch of sandwiches that you could pick from. But like the things you could put on your sandwiches are like, you know, you could start off with like a base of like cheesesteak or something.
Oh, a base, yeah. A base of cheesesteak.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you put mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers.
You're just describing how I built my house.
You have a house.
Yeah, I have a house that I built. The foundation was cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
The support beams were mozzarella sticks.
So is this sort of like the, what's that thing you went to, Googa Mooga? Is this sort of like a little food festival kind of thing?
It's not a food festival. Like the trucks are always there. I don't know why they're trucks because they don't really move.
Huh.
But I took my my Japanese friend who you know, this is his first time living in America, and he's never had a sandwich that wasn't just one slice of bread with a cucumber on it. Because apparently that's what they eat for sandwiches in Japan.
It's a really sad.
So it was an example of American cuisine. You dragged him all the way to New Jersey.
Yeah.
And had food from Greece trucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't. Okay. So why are there so many trucks? It seems like one or two trucks would have you fit for any kind of sandwich you want.
The demand is so high.
Really? So it's like a thing where tons of people go there and they're like, yeah we want the
it's
grease.
It's a college
it's
town.
Called the grease truck.
Yeah. Well, no, the series of trucks are called the grease trucks. Each truck has a different name.
Okay. So like, are we talking like Grease, like the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. They were all playing Grease in Grease 2. We stayed away from the ones playing Grease 2.
It seems like in 2012, they'd be like, now that people are a little more self-conscious about their health, maybe we shouldn't call it grease trucks.
No, all the sandwiches have like terrible names too. The first word in every sandwich is fat. And then they have like there's one called like the fat fellatio and like the fat Daryl.
Oh man.
So apparently if you eat 5 of those sandwiches within 45 minutes, you get to name a sandwich after yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's like this like excess food culture. I was going to say in New York. I guess it's really worldwide now.
It's worldwide, yeah.
But there's this thing of like, how much bacon can we put on a bacon when wrapping in bacon?
I would not say that culture is very prevalent in New York specifically.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen wasn't Googa Mooga sort of that same kind of thing?
No.
It wasn't excess food, no.
No.
You paid like $12 and you got like 2 bites worth of food.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, excess food culture is like, you know, carnival food.
It's Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Cheesecake Factory? They give you enough food for like 4 meals. It's insane.
It is crazy.
So people always say
they give you a whole chicken and 10 pounds of pasta and then like a slice of cheesecake that's bigger than like a Toyota.
People always say, New York has the best food in the world because it has so many cultures, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know. You guys are probably jaded from living here forever and a day, but would you say that's true, or is there better options elsewhere for certain things?
I haven't seen any.
I would say it's true overall. There might be some places that have like better specific things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like...
It seems like, what about LA? LA is just another big city. Seems like it would have a lot of delicious cuisine.
Sure, the food there is great. I've never been to LA. I can't say. I have a good friend that lives in LA.
The only experience I have with LA is Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, guys?
What?
Pull out my pants. 4 tickets to LA.
Whoa, who else is coming with us?
The 3 of us and a mystery man.
Oh boy.
Who's the mystery man?
Better not be that guy, man, in the bathroom.
Ken, what about you? What'd you do this weekend?
Honestly, I can't remember.
You're like me.
Do you guys go outside at all?
No. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Besides camping?
No.
I feel like I'm lame now. It's like, I'm tired on the weekend. I want to stay in and play video games.
See, I was like that when I had a girlfriend, but now I'm single, so I'm like, let's go eat sandwiches.
Instead of spending time with your girlfriend, you want to go do things.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I wish I had been doing all this week, guys. And I don't want to touch on this too much because I know not everyone cares for video games.
Mm-hmm.
But E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a video game fan, and I haven't read any of the news, and I can't believe like how bad I want to read it.
Yeah, I haven't really watched or seen anything.
I'm glad you brought up this topic, Blake, because none of us have anything to say about it.
Well, no, I know. What I wanted to talk about specifically.
I saw the Xbox thingy, the conference, and I thought it was super boring and everything looked dumb.
What's the point?
I saw the Nintendo one and I thought it looked kind of cool.
The point of E3 is to have scantily clad women walking around giving you an erection so you purchase a video game. That's how the video game business works.
Number one, I don't think you can purchase video games at E3. Number two,
you can purchase them with your erection.
Number two,
we're looking nice.
Number three, I usually, keyword usually, don't have an erection when I'm buying video games.
Wait, you usually don't? I usually do.
But like E3 sort of is this celebration of like sexuality and all. Not sexuality,
Blake,
but
what is it with you? You are always the first person.
Sexed culture.
You are always the first person to bring up sex or banging or anything in this podcast.
I'm gonna be honest, I have an erection 24/7. All right, and if I go,
that's called priapism, and you should probably see a doctor.
If I go 10 minutes and 56 seconds without saying the word banging, like it's this podcast is done.
Too much blood rushes back into your body. I have to keep this erection going, or else the blood's gonna flood my body.
We gotta get this
overload
erection.
My heart.
We gotta keep this erection at 5.5 inches, or it's gonna
come
explode.
Come on, four. Let's get with it.
All right, yeah, a little bit.
It's like speed, but with a boner.
Speed boners. Well, I don't know about you. I got a boner while watching Speed. Hello?
You guys are trying to say that sex, like using sex to sell video games, is not a thing.
Honestly,
it definitely is a thing.
It is a thing, but in E3, it's definitely more violence than sex.
Now, why as a culture are we so much cooler, it seems, with violence than sex?
It's a very good question.
Well, that's how it is in America, at least. I mean,
why is that how it is in America?
Because
fundamentalism.
Yeah, fundamentalism, basically.
What? No. Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's be real here.
No, there
are fundamentalists, you know, in like England and all that, too. I mean, our cultures were basically identical 200
like,
years ago.
You know, this country was founded by a group of people who wanted to persecute people.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, guess what? That's any country ever. But, okay, what I'm trying to get at is, you're trying to argue that in Europe, perhaps, or globally, there's not so much of an emphasis on violence as there is here in America.
No, I don't think so.
But there's more of an emphasis on sex in Europe,
well,
I would say.
I wouldn't say there's more of an emphasis, but there's less of an emphasis.
There's less of a stigma.
There's less of a stigma. That's it, yeah. It's not like they're like, hey, guys, let's all do sex. It's more like, hey, guys, what's the big deal about sex?
What's the big deal about violence? That's
what
I want to know.
Deal?
Everybody's all weirded out about violence. Because I'm going to slap both of you in the face.
Because
just
it
why? Prove a
promotes
point.
A culture of violence?
Oh, so you're saying if I play a violent video game or watch a violent film, I'm going to go and be violent in my real life.
No,
that's what you're arguing?
No, but it's saying that that if you witness acts of violence constantly, you're more prone to committing violence because you think that violence is an acceptable way of dealing with your problems.
Now, see, Ken, I knew you would take this route. I knew you would take the
sound science.
I don't like violence. Look at me. Oh, I'm so erudite.
I like violence.
Over here.
I play first person shooters as much as you, but
right,
because
like, we love violence. We love it.
I just love fun.
No one wants to admit it. We love it, right? That's why these games are so violent, because we love it.
Do we love it because it's violence, or
yes.
Are we violent because we love it?
No. The first, we love it because it's violent.
I think we love it just because we get so much of it.
I don't know. I feel like people will pussyfoot too much around. They're like, oh, violent video games. Ugh.
Why
I mean,
does a foot have to have a pussy, Blake?
Because I want to fuck it. I'm violent. I'm
finally
sorry,
get
women of the world.
Foot fetish out in the open. God, why can't there be pussies on feet?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people take your stance. So they're like, oh, I don't like this violence. But at the same time, violence dominates almost every form of entertainment.
Yeah, because it's cheap and easy and everyone likes to...
Likes it.
They like it just because it's so prevalent. It's not because we all want to be violent.
Maybe we do. I don't know. Like what I'm trying to get at is the deep root cause of why we like violence. Because we clearly do.
All right. Who Bustank. Out there... Who Bustank? Who out there... Are the okay? There's two people. As far as media is concerned, there's two people. There's just creators and consumers.
Okay.
Do the consumers steer what the creators do?
Yes.
Do the creators do what the consumers do?
Yes.
Then who's responsible?
Everyone.
Who's the one who has the more money, power, and voice in this industry?
Consumers.
No, the producers do.
What?
They're spending the money to create it to bring it to you.
What? No.
Yes.
Have you like people wouldn't buy Gears of War if they didn't want. If they thought it was disgusting and hated it, right? They buy it because they like it.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to say people inherently don't like violence.
No, I'm just saying that the reason why violence is so prevalent is because there's so much of it to consume. It's a vicious cycle, Blake.
No, it's really not. It's really not.
It's a vicious cycle.
The burden is on the consumers. We like it. You're trying to say we don't like it.
I know how you like to blame the victim, Blake, but, you know.
I'm blaming everybody.
All right. This sucks. This topic sucks. Let's yeah.
Matt,
I know
excuse
it sucks.
Me.
I know it sucks when Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about TV dinners. What are you going to talk about, Ken?
Let's talk about TV dinners.
No, Ken, take the floor.
Huh? Okay.
I'm going to slap the shit. I'm all hyped
Ken,
up.
Ken, don't
now.
Take the floor. I need to walk somewhere. But here's my thing on the violent video games.
Matt's opinion. Who cares?
Who cares? I like to play Peggle. No, no, but for reals, there is a culture of violence, and you know, whatever. I don't care.
What did I tell you?
You can't even convince yourself that you care.
I
was like, yeah.
I like violent video games, but I agree that there is a culture of violence.
There is a culture of violence.
Here's one of the big hubbubs was about this E3 regarding violence was the new Splinter Cell game. Splinter Cell.
I watched the trailer.
Revenge and
I believe it's called Blacklist.
Blacklist. That's it.
I like Revenge and Infliction better.
The problem is this was a little bit of a
people had a problem with it?
Yeah, people had a problem with it because in the beginning, Sam Fisher walked into a medic tent and killed three medics trying to tend to a wounded victim.
Okay. Oh, that's fucked up.
Like the general, like the rules of warfare that you're supposed to follow is that you don't shoot or kill medics because they're non-combatants. Right. So you're controlling a guy that's supposed to be like, you know, representing like America.
What? And what? Whoa. Screech, what?
What do you mean?
This guy, I mean, that's like Sam Fisher. Isn't he like some rogue agent or something? He's always been that way. Yeah,
now he's head of like, what is it, Black Ops?
He's not like on the Navy SEALs, right? He's like rogue dude, right?
No, he was in
Navy
SEALs. My
point is, that's an interesting thing that I've never seen done before in a game. And just because it happens to be violent.
No, the problem was with it is because it was just another one of those like let's kill Arabs kind of games.
Well, not to harp on this topic forever, but just kind of related to this.
But
let's continue to harp on this topic. There's a new Lara Croft trailer out for the new Tomb Raider, and it's also extremely violent, and like she's injured like a lot. And some people are like, "Oh, this is like a snuff film where it's like
question: why are they still making fucking Tomb Raider games? Yeah, who cares?
That is what I would say. Except this new thing looked really interesting because it's not just another Tomb Raider game. It's like
that's
this
what every
weird,
Tomb Raider
dark
game nowadays
thing.
Is not another Tomb Raider game.
I feel like if you'd seen it, you'd have another. You'd think otherwise.
I don't want to play it.
Yeah, I really don't.
I don't want to play this game I've never seen or know nothing about.
Yeah, I know I'm not going to like it.
I've only played one Tomb Raider, and I can't remember which one it was, and I never liked it. They just weren't fun.
I guess my larger point is we like violence. Why does everyone seem to be opposed to violence in private, and then as a people, we continue to buy it?
I'm sorry, wait, what? I wasn't paying attention.
Ken, where's your give us TV dinners? Come on, what do you got there?
I want to talk about my favorite things at E3.
What's your favorite things at E3?
There's this game and it's called Loco Cycle.
Logo Cycle?
Loco Cycle.
Okay, I haven't seen or heard of this.
There's no gameplay footage yet, but I just want to play it because it's about a motorcycle that talks.
Like what kind of talking? Are we talking like Knight Rider kind of talking? Or
no, I think it's like a female motorcycle.
Okay, so, but is it like Knight Rider with a female?
Yeah, it's sort of. Yeah, it's got like the red light that Knight Rider had on front, but it's purple, and it's a motorcycle.
To be honest, I was just in my head. I was imagining shooting people just for that entire thing. Well, specifically, medics.
I'm very glad
and
I never went to school with you, Blake. Because I wouldn't be here right now.
Ken, what have you got for us? Good Lord.
Well, I mean, as long as we're talking about. Schools and such. When you guys were way back in the day, you know, the 90s, no, not the 90s, maybe early 2000s.
The 1890s.
You know, back in your school days, how'd you guys survive tests? Like, because testing is a big thing here in America. Standardized testing.
Sure.
Like Regents exams in New York. You probably never had them in Alabama.
I'm from Mississippi.
New Jersey.
Yeah, I didn't have Regents exams to remember. We had like some New Jersey standardized test.
Yeah, but like New York had like these Regents things. So how'd you guys survive? Like what were your worst tests? Like what were the worst, the tests you were terrible at? Like the test styles or subjects? And how did you get through them?
No Child Left Behind, right?
What? That was the test?
If you went through the woods and if you got left behind.
Yeah, George Bush would personally come and pick you up in a helicopter. Pat you on the back and drop you off at the local Mickey D's.
Here you go, kid. Support 9/11.
I would imagine it's similar, though. I'm sure there was nationwide testing, right?
Yeah. There's like two. The ACT.
There was the Iowa testing thing, right? Wasn't that big when we were in school?
Yeah. There was Iowa testing. I can't remember what grade.
What's so big about Iowa? They got all the tests. Fuck Iowa.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Shoot up those schools.
Like, Easy there.
I thought that was funny.
what you listeners can't see is Blake is holding a shotgun right now.
And there's also a room full of panicked school children.
And they're all from Iowa.
Now Blake's just asking them if they believe in God.
But I don't know. I was really terrible at standardized tests. I made good grades, but I was really bad at standardized tests.
I somehow
tests.
Made it through them. I think the ones I was most terrible at was like chemistry and math, like those two things where you have to deal with like practical sciences
the
and yeah. mathematics.
Real school.
Yeah, real school. No, because I mean, my major in college was history, so that tells you how much I know about math and everything, which is nothing at all.
Mm.
Yeah. And I have no idea how I made it through the math ones. I was just so glad you were able to use a calculator that had like a memory function in it where you could store answers and shit.
You know what blew my mind is like when you get to like, really, I guess when you get done with high school and you get to college and you're like, oh, now my grades don't matter anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, unless you're going to be a doctor or whatever, it's like, oh, I can just, you know, drink four nights a week.
Here's an advice to all you high schoolers out there who are maybe listening to this. Number one, don't
please
stop.
Unsubscribe.
And number two, your grades don't matter. Do whatever you want.
In high school, they do. Well, if you want to go to like Harvard or whatever,
no,
of
man.
Course
it's
they
like
do.
Nobody's
it's
getting
like,
into
it's
Harvard.
It's like whose line is it? Anyway?
Nobody's getting. No one ever gets into Harvard. It's empty every year.
The people listening to this who can hear my voice right now will not. I'm sorry, you're not getting into Harvard.
What if they do? You don't show us.
Yeah.
Get into Harvard. Prove us wrong.
If you can feedback at bighotshow.com.
Or call 1-845 a cut Jew.
Or go to bighotshow.com/Harvard.
I'm not setting up another goddamn
yes,
subdomain.
Yes, you are.
I'll set it up.
Bighotshow.com/Harvard.
I'll put my Matt's personal Harvard application on there for you guys to fill in and send to Harvard. You can do a practice application on our site.
All right, so...
How did you survive?
Yeah, what was testing like for you?
I actually like doing the standardized tests. Like,
you like them?
Well, compared to the regular test, because it was all multiple choice.
Oh, yeah, multiple choices. Those are easy.
And I liked the reading comprehension questions, because they were so freaking easy. You read, like, a stupid story, and then, like...
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Fill in, like, it was like... What did this person do in the story? Oh, yeah.
I had
the answers were on the page before. Like if you got those wrong, you're the world's biggest idiot.
Surprisingly,
you don't deserve to be in school.
I had to do I had to administer standardized testing in sixth grade when I was student teaching, and that those were the questions that kids got wrong the most.
Wow.
There was the reading comprehension ones, and every single time, like we were doing these practice tests, and every single time we said before the test, guys, reading comprehension is really easy. Just turn back a page,
yeah,
and the answers are there, and it never fails.
Not everybody's brain works like yours. All right, I mean,
we gave you explicit instructions yeah. before it starts.
I feel like you don't have to think. You turn the page. If you don't remember what you read 5 seconds ago, you could turn the page back. And read it again.
But if you turn it back and read it again, you don't have any extra time for Twitter.
There wasn't. Twitter
I feel like
then.
I had trouble with those reading comprehension
things.
When
I was teaching sixth grade, yes, there was. It was 2008.
Oh, I thought you meant you were in sixth grade.
No, I was teaching. Well,
I guess what I'm trying to get at is I can't read.
Yeah.
And those were the roughest parts.
That's pretty obvious. I'm not even sure how you type those things on Big Hot Show.
Oh, do you have like a train? I was going to say, I'm so sick. I was doing that today, posting that show. And like, because, you know, you want there to be some show notes so you can go back and be like, oh, that's what we talked about on that show. But it's like.
I could write them, Blake.
Then I have to listen through it and I have to like write down the high points. And believe me, there's none. And
high points of the show.
And then I got to think of a thing to make for the little image. Just so you guys do it. You know what? You guys are doing the whole show. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah. No, Blake, I'm serious. We will do it. You set up the microphones every week and you put it on the internet.
The tin cans with strings we yeah. record on.
I'm not even sure.
Speaking of recording, what the hell are you doing over there?
The microphone kept getting lower, so I'm trying to fix it. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It's trying to escape your breath.
All right. What else are we talking about? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I want to talk about TV dinners. No, have you guys, I just remember like, I haven't seen this in a while, but do you guys ever get like unsolicited people knocking at your door?
I did, well, not so much knocking anymore. It's more like calls and they've dropped considerably since cell phones are, you know,
I feel like
all
I'm
the rage.
Well, everyone gets like telemarketers, but I'm talking about like people coming to your door.
Once
like,
at my door. Okay. This was actually pretty recent, so I got a quick story about it. My apartment's intercom thing is just... busted. It doesn't work. So like everybody, if somebody rings your doorbell, you have to go down and see who it is. and I'm on the third floor. So my doorbell rings. I'm like, ah, whatever. I get up. I go downstairs, and it's two people with the petition clipboards. You know, they're going to sit there and blab about whatever. And I get to the bottom of the stairs. I see them. I turn around and go back up, and they start screaming and yelling at me for turning around and not answering the door.
Really?
Yes.
Because it seems like you're doing them a favor, right?
No.
Then you walking up to them and saying, I'm not interested, and yeah. then leaving.
It's pretty obvious I'm not interested. They were like right. screaming at me like, come on, man.
I can't, you know, especially here in Dumbo, there's a lot of people who stand on the corner kind of by where we work of trying to take surveys and stuff and get you to sign petitions.
Oh, God,
petitions.
Yeah. The Greenpeace people are always out there.
The what?
There was like, do you want to save animals? And I'm like, no.
I don't, cool. I don't get it. No, what? Like, if you have X number of signatures, suddenly something happens? Like, who gives a shit if
actually,
people sign
actually,
something?
Yeah, that does happen.
What? Tell me what.
No, I mean, there's like some laws where if you gather, there's petition laws where if you gather X number of signatures, something happens.
Well, then just make up the signatures. Who knows? Nobody's going to know.
Well, they got to be verified.
I'm going to know. Yeah.
How do they get verified? They're going to get in touch with me again? No. Well, right? If I sign a sheet of paper, I sign a sheet of paper. Like, they're
like, you can verify the names and addresses and phone numbers that you put down. It's just... verifiable.
I've never spoken to one of these people, so I don't know how much information you put down.
You just keep spouting bullshit.
Well, I thought you just signed your name. Do you like have to put out?
No, usually, on like a petition, you have to put down some other form of contact to prove that you're a real person.
In Mississippi, we have a different form of this. They're called Klan rallies, and that's where we voice our opinions.
If you agree with this measure, burn this cross. If you disagree with this measure, burn this other cross. And it was just burn across.
I could see Blake's in there going, why did nobody come to my clam rally? And then it looks at the invitation and there's a big typo. There's an N instead of an M.
Oh, I was having recruitments for my Counter-Strike clan.
Counter-Strike clan rally.
What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. People coming to your doors. I got a story about this.
Go ahead. Do it.
I was laying, this went back when I lived in Brooklyn. I was laying asleep in bed. This is a terrifying story, by the way.
Sleeping? Yes.
Yeah. My dreams are crazy.
Yeah.
But I was awoken by the sound of the buzzer, which I put my bed right next to the doorbell for some reason.
Yeah. Whenever my bell goes off, it scares the shit out of me. Even if I'm expecting it.
So at 3 in the morning, I just hear like bzzz,
bzzz, like it's over SimCity? And over.
Someone's playing SimCity 2000 in my apartment. It was a ghost.
Somebody's putting down power lines.
No, but I heard like the doorbell buzzing and I was just paralyzed with fear. I'm like, who is ringing my doorbell at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, a 3 a.m. ringing at your doorbell would be like, what the fuck?
There's only two options. Someone getting murdered or someone here to murder me.
So which was it?
Who is it? Murderer. I mean, pizza.
Yeah. So if they're not there to murder me explicitly, if I let them in, then the person they're trying to murder is going to be there and they're going to try to get in and murder us both.
Right.
So I just lay there until they left.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
That's your story?
Yeah.
I get that a lot in my house.
Be good.
Probably my doorbell rings probably, I mean, I'm not at my house that much, but it rings probably twice a week from people. Because like we have the largest doorbell of any of the apartments. And so I guess people are like, what? I'm drunk.
Oh, I did this stupid thing. Like I was waiting for a UPS delivery once and the guy like never rang my bell. And I had to like go and pick up the package from the facility. So after that happened, I left a note on my bell saying UPS... please ring bell, and it pointed to mine, but then I didn't realize that every single UPS delivery that comes to the apartment will just ring my bell instead of the correct apartment.
yeah definitely if you have like the top most visible bell,
that's a way to get free shit.
That's true
yeah
no, they wouldn't do that. That's dishonest.
Do you like your neighbors? When has that stopped you before, Ben?
Meanwhile, I'm shooting Iowa children with shotguns. No, that's dishonest.
What are you talking about? That's honest, at least. You're honestly crazy.
So one time, I only answered the door once at my apartment, and it was Jehovah's Witnesses. Wow. And I was hungover as shit.
Oh, no.
And I come, and they're, you know, they're two nice-looking people.
I would hate to witness that, Blake.
Yeah. I come out, and I'm literally in my boxers, and my hair is all messed up, and I get, like, bags under my eyes. And they're like... well, do you believe in God? And I'm like, I'm fucking, what? I don't know. What is this?
Yes,
what are you selling?
Yes, I'm him.
They're like, well, did you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what did they say to me? They said something really funny. Made them laugh. And I wish I could remember what it was. Oh, God.
You ripped off your clothes and said, no, but I do believe in Bod.
No, but it was something where they were
you
like,
"Pulled down your pants and said, would there be a guy?"
Oh, no, they asked me, what do you think the purpose of life is? And I said, to not fucking drink ever again. And I made them laugh.
That's good.
And then they knew that they were wasting their time.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah, the
that's,
work.
That's good.
I guess it happens more in New York than, you know.
You know, surprisingly, I have a good track record with Jehovah's Witnesses, because when I used to live in Buffalo, and now where I live right now, I am within like spitting distance of a Jehovah's Witness church, and I never once got visited by the Jehovah's Witnesses, which there must be like some sort of like.
Did you
like,
say within spitting distance?
Yes, within spitting
distance. Is that how you gauge your distances? I thought that was a Southern thing. There's about four spits that way.
Yeah.
Four big ass barbecues.
About six 18 wheelers.
14 football fields.
It's about one NASCAR.
The track or the car?
One America away. Iraq is 16 Americas away.
Iraq is exactly 13 negative freedoms. And we need to instill the freedoms into them. We've got a surplus of freedoms.
All right, what the hell else are we going to talk about? I have
like every time you say that.
Yeah, that's like the worst way to say.
Look, I have ADD, and if somebody's not jabbering, I'm going to start jabbering.
Like I pick up the paper, and you go, "What the hell else are we going to talk about?"
Brunch.
Before I even get started. I love brunch.
Tell me about brunch, Ken.
Brunch is great because you wake up on the weekend. Doesn't matter how long you sleep into, unless it's like, you know, 6 p.m. Like, I mean, I'm talking a reasonable sleep-in hour. Yeah. Brunch is available.
You're still good at 3 p.m. for brunch.
Yeah, you can still get up at 3 p.m. for brunch. It doesn't matter. You can wake up anytime between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. and you can order anything you want from the brunch menu.
And the best thing about brunch is sometimes, especially I was learning this going to New York City, a lot of places have brunch deals where it's like, oh, you get a French toast or something and unlimited margaritas. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's not margaritas. It's usually mimosas.
There's different
mimosas
places.
Mimosas or sangria usually.
Or Bloody Marys. This one place
Bloody Marys. Marys.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I got a question. Maybe you could answer this, Blake. Do other places, like brunch culture in New York is insane.
Like yeah, I feel like it's a thing. I feel like it's especially on Sunday.
So it's very prevalent in New York, but is it like that in other places in the country or
brunch,
in the world?
If I feel brunch like, culture is big in your area, call 1-845-CUT-JEW.
Well, I feel like in the South, if you own...
if you're a Jewish man with no foreskin... Like,
in any like small town in America, there's maybe one kind of fancy place that does
a
brunch.
There's a brunch, yeah.
But by and large, you know, Waffle House will serve breakfast 24 hours, man.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever. Waffle House is great. Is there a Waffle House in New York? Because I'll fucking go there right now.
Growing up in New Jersey, we never did brunch after a night of drinking. We just did diner. You know?
Yeah.
New Jersey has the most diners per any state.
Yeah, and the thing about a diner is you can get anything you want at any time.
Yeah, exactly. Like some people would get like lobster bisque and some people would get like the pancakes with the smiley face
like,
on them.
I feel like if you do brunch, you have to be a kind of a classier establishment. Like your meat and potatoes kind of place doesn't do brunch.
Why do they always serve pancakes with smiley faces on them or Mickey Mouse designs or whatever? Why can't they just make pancakes that remind us of our inevitable death? Just a coffin-shaped pancake.
With a little whipped cream cross. And then you open it up and there's a little skeleton under the top pancake.
It says you in less than 50 years.
The little skeleton's made out of butter. He just slowly melts to show how humans decompose.
If you want to start a business around this, call 845-CUT-JEW.
It's only a matter of time before Battle 9 is gone. I feel like three episodes from now, we're not even going to remember Battle 9.
I don't know what
Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah. Fuck Battlestar Galactica.
No, brunch is great. You know why brunch is great? Because you can drink and just eat waffles. Like, I can't think of two greater
things. That's pretty much what I do alone on a Saturday night in my apartment. just like a Miller High Life and some frozen Eggos. Don't even bother heating
that's
them up.
That's brunch where I'm from, man.
There you go. I just pour it on the waffles. The elbow goes down a little better.
That'll get soggy in my tummy.
Don't even toast the Eggos.
You guys just
cut up the Eggos and use them as ice cubes.
You could just buy the little like individual. They have like
the little circle ones.
The
little, yes.
Yeah. Yes. They're like little tiny ones.
A mimosa with an egg. And the
munch.
A mimosa with
just a big
Ken.
Fucking...
I have a thing for your whiskey block.
Oh,
can I guest write a post on there?
Yes, absolutely. You can. Right.
But do you guys like Eggo waffles, like, in all seriousness?
No.
I had them years ago. I seem like they're
I have, like, zero time for breakfast in the morning, even, like instant breakfast.
Honestly, who eats breakfast?
I eat breakfast here at work.
I eat breakfast here. Sometimes, you know, what I like to do for a semi-healthy dessert. I like to put a waffle in the oven, you know, heat it up a little bit, mm-hmm. and then put some yogurt on top. It's delicious.
Okay.
I thought we were building to something.
No. And no, I don't joke around. Everything I say is completely serious.
Oh, and I stick my head in the oven too.
What's that?
Oh, and I stick my head in the oven too.
Yeah.
And I call it the Sylvia Plath waffle.
I swear nobody's to God, Ken, I have been waiting for you to segue topics for like 10 minutes. I swear to God, I gotta take the reins.
I tried to segue it to waffles.
These are good. We got some good.
I'm
laughs,
sure you guys got waffle chuckles. Stuff to talk about.
If you have opinions about waffles or mimosas, call 8-4-5 a cut you.
See, we don't have to stay on the list. Well, we could deviate.
Yeah,
I was trying to bring it to waffles.
Don't you dare touch my list. I drew some breasts on there earlier.
But Blake, what would you like to talk about?
Yeah,
since
Blake.
It's not waffles.
Boring. Let's talk about dog owners. Who owns a dog here?
I used to own a dog, and then he died.
Yeah,
this is
too.
A sad story.
All, nice. All my dogs. No, not all of my dogs.
All dogs go to heaven.
No, they don't.
Except for hell dogs.
Yeah. Except for Cerberus.
He just hangs out. Well, he's got two friends, though. Yeah, that's right.
So I guess three dogs don't go to heaven.
And they just combine into sets of three. Hell.
Oh, man.
How's
it chase his tail?
Let's talk about dog owners then. What do you think about dog owners?
As long as you have a good dog owner. You know what dog owners really piss me off are the ones that put their dogs into baby carriages or...
I've never seen it.
I'm on the subway and I'll see a dog in like a little like carry, like a baby carrier, and it's like, nope.
No, like nope. Why? Why?
What if I just took your dog and threw it in the street and it's dead? What would you think of that?
Why
huh?
would you do that?
I don't want to do that, but my point is people, not that you shouldn't be attached to an animal.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. It's reasonable it's okay to be attached to an animal.
But to be so attached that you put your dog in a person, thing designed for a person, yeah. and ferry it around as if it's a person is not healthy.
If you're not from this area, which is New York or hell, you may not have seen this before, but people actually get baby carriages just for the dog and wheel them around in it. This actually happens.
What if you have like a St. Bernard?
How is it going to fit?
Now, I feel like I shouldn't bring this up, but I have a friend... Who is very okay?
Wait, you have a friend?
No, I really don't. Okay, I have an enemy. Okay. I have a person.
I have a picture that I masturbate to.
There's a person on Facebook stalking.
That's what I call friends, people I stalk and masturbate to. So you guys are my friends.
I'm honored.
Anyway, but I have a friend whose dog had some health trouble. Okay, recently.
Uh-huh.
Because it's one of these pure breeds, and
wait,
you know,
let me guess, Obamacare, right?
But so it had to have a surgery, and the surgery to help this dog, because it really couldn't walk because of this debilitating thing, mm-hmm. it was going to cost $10,000.
Yeah, that's
$10,000. To do the surgery that may or may not even fully recover the animal.
That's the tragedy of owning a dog, because you only love them about maybe $1,000 worth at the very, very most.
Well, that's this person I know went
maybe
and,
you do care.
This person I would know like went and paid for it and like has gone into debt because this person paid for the surgery. And since then the dog got better and I'm glad. But at the same time, it's
why
like,
didn't she just buy the wheels for the dog?
The dog wheels. Yes.
The dogs love the dog wheels. I love the dog wheels. Everybody's happy.
Who doesn't love the dog wheels?
No, but seriously. Okay, let's say you have a dog. Have you guys had dogs before?
I've had dogs.
Yeah, I've had four dogs.
Well, okay, let's say you have a dog right now as an adult.
Well,
and you
love
it. Imagine the last dog you have. It's alive now or whatever. Okay. And you love it a lot. And it has something that's going to make it almost immobile for the rest of its life. And they say the only way to fix this is you pay $10,000 for the surgery. That may work, but there could be complications.
How old is the dog?
I think the dog in this circumstance was like 4 years old. So not that old.
Oh, wow. That's difficult, yeah.
So what do you do?
I don't have $10,000, so I'd have to put it down.
We don't have to. It's not. It's not. Could it just be immobile? I didn't say like it would.
If it's immobile,
no, it's immobile. Just kill it. Whatever.
So it'll end up like someone in the South.
We got our rascals for our dogs.
Our
introducing
rascals
dog rascals.
Dog rascals.
It just drives into the Walmart. heads right for the kibbles and bits.
I told this story to a friend of mine, and this is not, it's totally different. And they were like, I can't believe anyone would ever pay that much for a dog.
Yeah.
And I can see that point, and I can also see the other point of, yeah, this is my friend.
Yeah, because some people get really, really attached to their dogs, which is understandable.
Sure.
Yeah.
But there's a point. You got to draw a line somewhere.
Yeah, well, if you have the money and you can do it, then you know, more power to you. But if you're going to be in debt for years over a dog, then I guess
it's just like breast implants.
You know, it's...
it's not at all.
Like, I know... look, Blake.
If you got the money, more power to you. It's the same thing.
Listen, I've had breast implants before.
Damn it. That was going to be my joke.
Yeah. What's not going to work for you, Ken? You're as flat as a surfboard.
I got rid of them.
But what, I don't know. I feel like if this was you in this scenario, what would you have done?
I think we just
845.
I'll cut you.
No, I was going to think, is there something dog themed that... daddle. Not, no, that won't work. No, it's a different number.
No. Call 1-800 to cut you. Or 1-845 to cut you.
Yeah.
The dog might be Jewish and cut might be referring to, you know, it's a surgery the dogs have. It's neutering, spaying.
Ken, I swear to God, I'm trying to wait for you to start a topic and I fucking, it's I'm dying.
Now, okay, what's your guys' opinions on cats? Cats are you guys cat people or dog people?
Yeah, cats are sweet.
Depends. Yeah, cats are sweet. As far as like, if you're living in an apartment, I feel you're more inclined to.
Like, let's say you lived in your perfect house or apartment, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather have a cat or dog or both?
Probably both.
Dude, cats are sweet.
If I'm in my perfect apartment or whatever, there'd be plenty of room for both.
Right.
Dogs, you have to, like, you got to take them outside. You got to play with them. They get sad. Cats, like, I see you sometimes. There's the food on the ground. Eat it or whatever. Who cares?
Yeah but cats are always showing you their butts.
Yeah, that's true. Cats always show you their assholes.
Well, if you don't like that, if you want a lazy pet, get a fish.
Yeah.
No, cats are, well, I guess other than litter box, I guess that's the biggest problem with a cat, but yeah. Cats compared to a dog, dogs are like, well, I guess not all dogs are the same, but in my experience, dogs require way more attention and affection.
They,
than
yeah,
cats
they completely do,
do
but no. But you get more out of it, I think.
Yeah.
Dogs are more...
You get a bigger bang for your buck.
Yeah. Don't bang the dog.
Bang buck.
I would
bang
not.
Buck. That's going to be your son's name, Blake.
Bang buck.
Ooh, a bang buck. That's bang.
Is he an ogre?
Yes.
He's got one eye.
Your son is
just like a loincloth on and a big club.
Your son is Shrek.
Now, guys, before we started the show, mm-hmm. You told me you both had strong opinions on the topic of hats.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, let's talk about hats.
Yeah, yeah, hat wearer.
Because I can't rely on you to segue topics anymore. I swear to God, you're going to wait till Sunday. We got to get this show moving, man. What do you guys think about hats?
Now, you guys can't see it at home, but right now I'm wearing a beanie with a little propeller up top.
I'm wearing a steampunk hat that has steam coming out of it somehow in a gear.
The steam is spelling the word punk.
And Blake is completely bald and not wearing anything.
I'm wearing a hat. Yeah. I feel like you brought this up because I'm wearing a hat. No, look at Blake. He's an asshole because he's got a hat on.
Okay, I
got
to tread carefully here because one of our listeners, who is a very, very close friend of mine, my girlfriend. Yeah, sorry.
She doesn't listen.
I was about to say, we have a listener?
She works in a hat shop and she will defend hat wearing to the death as long as it's done properly. However, there are many people out there who will put a hat on their head and think they look styling or great, and they just—it's not working.
Well, hats
for them.
Are sweet because
hold on, Blake. Full disclosure, I think your hat looks okay.
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 Well, fucking thanks for the compliment, guys.
Hey, friends have to be honest, Blake.
Do you know why I like hats? A, first of all, I like hats, but I like this hat because I hate my hair right now, and the more I can do to hide it, the better.
I agree.
Yeah, I hate your hair too. You're disgusting looking.
I really hate how short my hair is from that fucking job interview. Listen to episode 1 if you're out of the loop, or 2 or whatever that was. Anyway.
Anyway, and what's number 2?
Was that a series?
You said number 1.
I guess
feces.
Hats are cool because they're an accessory that you can wear anytime. Like, men have limited options in the accessory department. You know, girls can wear bangles and necklaces and all that. If you're a guy, though, you're limited to like a hat, that's maybe true. A watch.
Men do have very little accessories.
Maybe a like if you're, you know,
belt.
You've got a gold chain, maybe, if you like rap music. Beyond that,
or if
I don't
you're
know.
A used car salesman,
or both.
You buy car.
Yeah, is there a used car salesman who doesn't like rap?
Yeah, that's true.
But you guys never wear hats. I've never seen either of you in a hat.
First of all, I have long hair, so long hair plus hats doesn't
work. I used to wear this hat with long hair all the time.
Yeah, well,
wait, I used to have like mid-back length hair.
I've never seen a picture of this, but I just by you saying that, you looked horrible. Yeah, you did look horrible. That's what you looked like.
When you have long hair, it helps to keep the hair out of your face.
No, it does not help to keep the hair out of your face. It helps to keep the girls out of your, you know, life.
Well, guess what? It's been working for years.
Probably, like, it's really hard to explain this, but an easy way to see what we're talking about is you should look up this Tumblr blog. It's like, you shouldn't wear that fedora, or you shouldn't be wearing that fedora. Just Google, you shouldn't wear fedora Tumblr. Mm-hmm. And it will show up. And it's this depository of all these terrible pictures of people who should not be wearing hats. And they look disgusting.
I feel like people try and class up an otherwise unclassy outfit with a hat sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm gonna wear sandals and
you can't wear a fedora,
cargo shorts,
you know,
and a fedora,
an old Nirvana T-shirt, and you know, mustard stained Levi's
and shorts.
You're not Don Draper.
Don Draper did not program Linux.
Yeah,
yeah, the difference between Don Draper, Indiana Jones, and you is they had sex appeal.
Oh, I want to talk to you guys about this. Okay, so recently a friend of mine who lived in Mississippi moved here to New York.
Uh-huh.
And I met up with him the other day. I think you guys met this person, right?
Yeah. Is it him or her?
This girl.
It's a her.
Okay.
That should not matter, which first is why all, I didn't even want to say.
First
it
of all,
matter.
But I wanted to know if there's someone else, and I'm sorry.
First of all, when you went to introduce me to her, you didn't warn me it was a girl, and I got really scared.
Because you're afraid of girls.
Yes.
I'm afraid of everybody.
Second, that's it.
Oh, you're falling into my trap now.
Yeah.
At least I could bullshit a number two. No, yeah, okay, like you see somebody from out of town, you hadn't seen him in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like awkward a little bit, right?
It is a bit awkward.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, so what have you been up to for the last year?
It's not awkward if you're talking to that person regularly, because I have a group of friends in Buffalo I talk to regularly.
No, exactly.
If they come to visit, it's like, yeah, I'm glad they're
here. Yeah, but a friend that you've only spoken to a handful of times in the past year, and then you're like, oh, hey, now we're going
to
meet up.
No, that's happened to me. Well, not meet up, but like out of nowhere, like people have messaged me on Facebook to ask me things about New York, because they know I live in New York, even though I haven't talked to them in forever.
That's the same. Yeah. Like you get somebody like who will message you, who you've not spoken to in years and years, and it's like, what did you see that was like, oh, I'm going to fucking talk to Blake today?
The worst thing is like you haven't talked to them for years and years, and then they just go, hey, what's up on Facebook? I mean, you're like, not much. What's up with you?
Yeah, it's like it's like throwing the burden of conversation on you.
All right. Cool. I got stuff to do. I don't know about you.
Matt, you're officially the least social person. It's like your mom. What? I got stuff to do.
I don't like talking to people on Facebook. Like every time I hear the little Facebook chat notification, I'm like, it's no one. It's never anyone I want to talk to.
It's true, because if you really want to talk to them, you'd be talking on text message or you'd be talking on the telephone. Only like these weird people who I guess like don't, maybe they don't have, it's
and
not
like
that they
I've
don't
never,
have friends.
I've never actually seen them on Facebook. It's always like I leave Facebook open and I'm like in the living room doing something. And I just hear boop.
Yeah.
I go over there and it's like someone I haven't talked to for 5 years.
Only one person regularly messages me on Facebook. And if they're listening right now, you know who you are, Adam.
Sorry. Oh. Wait, yeah, he messages me on Facebook,
Adam,
too.
Yes.
Not that much.
If you're Adam, call 845-CUT-JEW to talk to us.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Adam.
Then we'll always have voicemails.
I know, Steve, you're listening to this right now, and you will probably tell him. So we'll probably get a call from Adam next year.
I want to hear
Adam,
from
Adam, please call us. We will talk to you on the phone, but not over
I
want to
hear from somebody who
Facebook.
Does this. This guy Adam does it. I want to hear from somebody who's like, what draws you to talk to somebody you haven't spoken to in years? Are you just on Facebook, and you see their name, and you see them online, and they're like, oh, let me hit up Ken.
Whoa.
That's exactly how I sound like when I'm on Facebook.
Whoa. Pick it up.
Come on, answer my messages.
I got one more topic. Ken, you got anything?
Yeah, go for it. What are we going to say?
Now this is...
I don't want to... Whatever. Just say it.
How angry Ken's getting.
I'm sorry.
Just say it, Blake. God damn it.
I just said, like, you're like, oh, you should wait
just,
for me, and I
just
wait for
shut
you.
Shut up and say it.
Oh, God, this is so horrible. I love it.
I like, when I was a kid, I guess there's more stories of the 90s, but when I was a kid, maybe 4 or 5 years old, I was really into Trolls and Treasure Trolls.
Dude,
this was way before I knew that made me gay.
I did not.
I was all about the Trolls.
Dude, trolls were like the coolest thing ever. It was the saddest day of my life when like you like took your troll to school and it's like, oh hey, what do you think of this troll? And they're like, queer.
I never took mine to school.
I never had Trolls.
I did have the video game for some reason. It was a PC like platformer.
I did have a troll. I remember somebody gave it to me. And it was a soccer player. I never played soccer in my life. I had a soccer troll.
Now, for those who don't know,
this is such a good topic. Yeah,
let's talk about what trolls are, because I feel like maybe if you're international, trolls were these little dolls that had long, sort of. I don't even know if I would say flowing. Okay. It was more like
you know what's quicker? Google troll doll.
No, come on, explain. We gotta explain to people out there.
It's a little thing, and they're naked for some reason.
Yeah, they are naked.
All of mine were naked. I wasn't sure if that was like.
No, but that's the thing. I collected them.
That's the thing. They have no gender, so they are better than us.
Yeah. They're truly like the master race.
Treasure trolls, the master race.
They have jewels in their belly buttons.
That's for communicating with God.
They don't give a shit about their hairstyle.
Yeah.
Well, that's
they have plenty of hobbies.
Because I got a bunch of them. Because you could have different outfits for them. Like and they, like one was like, oh, I'm the like ninja guy and I'm the soccer guy, and I thought it was cool. And then like I took them to school one day, and they're like, oh, those are lame. Those are for girls. You suck. Blake sucks. And then I cut myself. And
then you left your psych 101 class in college. And said,
I said, poo poo to you.
You will regret this.
That was the dean at graduation. He was handing you the diploma. You held up the troll diploma.
But I mean,
every morning I wake up and open palm slam my trolls.
Like, I wish I could go back to young Blake and be like, you know what? It's okay to like trolls. You don't have to abandon this and feel guilty for liking trolls.
Nowadays, troll is a bad word.
I guess the internet troll has taken that over.
Trolls 2, the movie. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I've seen Trolls 2.
Great movie.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Leprechaun. Leprechaun
is good, too. I've only seen one Leprechaun, and it was on my 21st birthday, and I was really drunk, and it was Leprechaun in space.
I feel like that's how it's supposed to be seen.
Yeah.
You did it justice.
Yeah, 21st birthdays only.
But, you know.
It's an ancient rite pass.
Did you guys ever have any, like.
From Blockbuster to Blockbuster.
Did you guys ever have any toys as kids that were maybe a little taboo or a little weird?
No.
I've never been
weird. I had a real doll, but.
I had one of those Chucky dolls.
I had a PB Herman doll. I don't know why.
What? Really?
Yes. It was awesome. I think it's probably sitting in my attic somewhere. So it's like, you know. Whatever, still physically existing, but I remember one day
you put it in your basement.
My sister was going
back to the ether. Yeah,
my sister was going through this goth phase, and she just wanted to like scare the shit out of me constantly. So she took the Pee Wee Herman doll, tied a noose around his neck, and hung it from the ceiling fan in my bedroom. So when I came in, turned on the lights, Pee Wee Herman was flying around the room. It scared the shit out of me.
How old is your sister?
Well, she's 5 years older than me, but so when she did it, she was like in like middle school, so she was like 12, 13, and I was 7.
Now, what about you, Matt? Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And probably why you like trolls. Yeah. But okay, so I guess your sister was probably a little older than to like Barbies and that kind of thing.
Well,
but
she did like Barbies when she was younger, but.
Yeah, but I mean, you were probably like, if she was like five and into Barbies, you were one.
She's definitely like an 80s baby. Like, she was probably like, you know, had like toys she remembered from like the 80s. So it was like more like Cabbage Patch Kids and stuff like that for her, not stuff that we did.
Just admit you played with the Barbies a little bit.
When I was young, you played with the Barbies. Of course you do. You ripped their heads off.
Yeah, that's what Ken says now. I can't flashback to 4-year-old Ken. I love you, Ken.
Yeah. You rip their heads off so you can comb their hair better.
Guys, it's tricky to get that braid out.
All right, well, we're about the end of the show, guys. We got anything else we want to tag on here before we...
Our phone number. Have we mentioned it yet?
Yeah, I guess we should...
845.
Also, I feel like we should mention this again because the show has literally only been up for a day. But if you want to talk about last week's topic, which was... what was it?
Fears.
It's fears.
Fears,
this
phobias.
Week, what were we talking about?
Troll dolls.
Unwanted solicitors.
Yeah.
If you haven't had any good unwanted solicitors, please solicit us.
Share brunch, with us your story.
We talked about brunch, dog owners.
Yeah.
Oh, we had our scenario. If you got any thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, your dog
out
killing
of town
scenario.
Friends, and
if there's any investors that want to back our coffin pancakes.
Oh, and violence. I love it.
Okay.
I'm indifferent.
Everyone who's listening to this, go and kill something in the next 24 hours. I mean, come on. It's an American thing to do.
Oh, no. You're encouraging that one guy who...
George Bush did it.
Killed very many people.
If you want to leave us any feedback, feedback@bighotshow.com or leave it on the listener line at...
845-A-CUT-JEW. That's a cut Jew as in a circumcised Jewish person.
You guys have any stories about a circumcised... Hebrews, you know, leave them for us.
Also,
we'll play them on the show.
Also, be sure to check out Big Hot Show /sad.
Yes.
Oh, and /Harvard if we're actually going to set that up.
I'll be doing it.
Big Hot Show /Harvard.
And I guess that wraps it up, guys. So, from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Matt Buck.
I'm Ken.
Still your last name.
I'm Uncle Buck.
And we'll see you next time.